Hello.
I didn't know what the tone was going to be when I put that out there. I just knew it was going to be different.
Your expression alone that you didn't know where you were going with that, and it was a joy.
Like, it's the least energetic hello I've ever heard from you.
Yeah, I think that was somewhere between like sensual and like terrified.
Yeah.
Sadness dream begin.
Oh, which you know. Somewhere on the
warm of 2020
on the spectrum of where I'm feeling.
Welcome to the Art of Saturdays, where we talk about sadness. Let's go.
Yes, that's right. This is the Cube Corn Games podcast, also known as Lorraine's Side Project. You're arting it up. It's good.
Hey, man, I'm doing stuff.
My name is Dustin Morabito. We're going to talk about, I don't know, shit.
It smells. End podcast.
Joining me today, Lorraine Morabito is here, artist in residence.
Something like that. Man, I'm not doing creative stuff at work because I haven't been at work for basically 6 months now. I need an outlet.
I'm proud of you.
I would drive you insane.
Like I said, it's more than it's, I already do. It fills my heart with joy whenever I see the fruits of your doodling labor.
Well, they're all really stupid, so hooray.
And joining us, friend, compatriot, art appreciator.
Fellow cyberbully.
Fellow cyberbully. Brian Taylor is with us via the internet. How's it going?
I think of myself as a cyber ally.
All ISPs maybe matter.
Mm-hmm. Is that like if you're if you like are active enough to like retweet positive like like memes. Influential like tweets from black activists but not willing to like go protest, does that make you are you strictly a virtual ally at that point?
In this day and age, it's maybe safer to do that just because staying out of crowds.
There you go.
That's just like the there is someone out there who would draw that line in the sand. Like, since I leave my front door, I'm completely neutral. But when I'm on Twitter,
outside, I'm Switzerland.
But I'm out there
pounding those cyber pavements.
Pounding the pavement.
Oh man.
Stapling digital brochures on front doors.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make a declaration.
Spam email
right now. And I know I've said this before, but this time I mean it.
Oh man. Shit.
I'm gonna try to do these more often. Like I might even try on like a weekly basis at this point, just to see if I can get myself to do it. And if I literally can't wrangle anybody else, I might even just get out here and record like 15 minutes of me just dictating my mental state.
I'm not here. Thank you for noticing.
I'm just saying you might not feel up to it. Like you might.
Man, I streamed like 3 of the 5 weekdays this past week for like almost literally no reason other than to ramble online and make stupid art. Like, I'm around. I'm awake during the day much more than you are.
Yeah, well.
I'll have to change it to like the Dustin cast.
Dust cast.
But anyway, just to like,
the dust bin.
What would you say it's been? Maybe 6 weeks or something? Maybe even a little more than that since we did this before?
I think we did it in July.
What did we do in July?
Pretty sure.
Okay. That's good. Like I said, the days, like, I can't tell if events happened 2 months ago
or
8 days ago. I just don't remember anymore.
It was June 30th. Was the emergency.
So close. Yeah, I would say it was almost July.
The all hands on deck meeting. God, that was wild.
But yeah, at this point, I think, like, since this has kind of become, it's like home movies. It's like our, just a logging of our goings on.
Life.
That a handful of people may or may not catch on the internet. It's just like, I want to check back in on my own and other people's, mental states. And just like, if anyone wants to chat or whatever.
Lordy, you don't want to know my mental state.
As we continue
mental
to
disarray.
like
collapse.
We're still, for all intents and purposes, we're still in full
Hella
quarantine
in a
mode.
Pandemic.
And I don't see that ending anytime soon. So.
No, not even close.
So that's just gonna be the way it is. But yeah,
that's
the
way it is.
Like foolish as I was like cautiously optimistic, either the last time we recorded this or even a little before then. But now it's just like I don't know. I hope things will get better someday.
I have hope for 2021. But
yeah, right. Fingers crossed.
I'm hoping for COVID 2021.
Oh, jeez.
New strain. Who did?
fingers crossed that there's
that the fall is going to be awful.
Yeah, right.
I mean, because like people are like, it's like aside from just school, but like other just weather things, like the transitional seasons of spring and fall are always just generally worse for illnesses because of like allergy poo-ha out in the air. And that's going to compound and that's going to make everything worse. Yay! Yeah. 2020 is the year.
And let me say something right now, because this is the other thing that's just really gotten me down in the last couple
days.
Great,
yes. Hello, Colette.
And we've never particularly shied away from talking about like stuff in the realm of politics on here before, but I'm going to say straight up to every single person in the hierarchy of Congress, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please die.
Yep.
You're worthless. Congress is on recess for a fucking month, and they could not pass any amount of anything to help anyone.
Stuff for the post office. Stuff for unemployment. Anything.
An actual moratorium on evictions again to, like, prevent people from losing their fucking homes.
No, nope. It's just like, well,
fuck off.
Like, you're on our side and they're on their side.
Yeah,
so
and that shit is just so infuriating. Like, you know, if you have a job that's not in Congress and you have a really important thing that you have to do that
you
a lot of people depend on,
and you finish it,
or you lose your job.
Yeah,
so that's on us. So that's all. Yeah. That's on everyone here.
Hashtag vote.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
If you know someone in Kentucky, call them.
And
tell them to throw Mitch McConnell's ass out on the street.
Yes.
Kill him.
Man, it's just, yeah. That's,
everything's bad.
It is such an abdication of...
Everything gets worse.
...duty and moral decency, and, like, I can't even fucking believe it. But, so, yeah, there's that.
Things are great. Woo.
But anyway...
Telling you, what is this, an art stream? We're getting way too sad.
Yeah, it just sucks.
We're not even
like
listening to fun music or my stupid art. Like,
Cubicorn Politicast.
No, we've had that before.
But that's, yeah,
because
that's just the kind of stuff where it's like, those are the things that make me long term sad, because I can see the long view of like 3 months from now when things are going to be way worse than they are now for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many people are going to suffer when they didn't have to, just because literally people in charge just can't be bothered to do even the littlest bit.
Nope.
And it's really unfortunate. It bums me out. But yeah, on the slightly brighter note, and this is what I always say to kind of everybody else too, when we're just like fucking around on PSN or whatever, like in that chat, just chilling, is that like, luckily, thankfully, we're doing okay. Like, the two of us are doing all right. And most of them are like on the spectrum of okay. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has good days and bad days.
Oh, yeah.
But like, there hasn't been a ton of, personal tragedy yet, specifically related to the
individuals,
you know, the pandemic
that we,
and the the economic fallout thereof, but
everyone's trucking along as best they can.
But again, you know, that's not really certainly not good enough.
No,
it's like,
nor is it indicative of the wider state.
It's more just to like to try to like, I try to state that to myself as like a mantra to ground myself in the fact that like
sometimes you can't always focus on the macro level problems, as overbearing as they can be. Like, sometimes you need to like zoom in closer to your tiny little bubble. See, did I wake up today? Have I eaten lunch today? Do I feel physically generally okay? You can check some little boxes, get that minuscule eyedropper of dopamine, and maybe carry on for the next few hours.
Yeah, and it's another way to just, like, to just try to put things in perspective to, you know, if you are in a situation where you're not, like on the razor's edge in terms of, like, you're going to be homeless in a couple weeks or whatever, like, just ground yourself in the fact that at least, like, as shitty as you're feeling, you know, your problems aren't as bad as other people's problems, and, like, I don't know.
Which isn't always a necessarily healthy mindset to be in, like, comparing weights of suffering. Like,
yeah, that's true too.
It's
like I said, I don't know how
bad
I feel about.
Yeah,
I don't,
just,
like, I
you don't
shift,
have to know how to feel, Dustin.
I shift on the day about whether it's okay to to feel that way or not. But you're right. It's just, it's complicated. But yeah, that's like a lot of my idle thoughts go to shit like that, which, you know, I'm sure everybody's somewhere on that spectrum
basically
too. But yeah, we're getting by. I got a little bit done over the last couple weeks around here, just in terms of practical, like,
around the house
boring
stuff.
Yeah, boring around the house stuff. Cleaned up some things. I set up a new work desk area in the basement that I'm going to try to do a little more game music stuff at, because it's big enough to hold the whole big keyboard.
The whole keyboard.
Like, my original solution was to buy a littler, which I have used once or twice, a littler MIDI keyboard that has, like, you know, a sixth as many keys, just because it fits on the smaller desk that's already back here in the, mm-hmm. the room where we record the podcast. But
no, I'm just thinking of Bob's Burgers. The next gene.
There you go.
Start writing show tunes.
Hey, maybe I will, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, anything could happen, board. I guess.
At least those hot become a Spotify artist. At least those hot singles.
But yeah, so I got some of that stuff sorted out and just made some space in the basement. I also made room to
for activities
to do a little more exercising down there.
Of course.
Which is nice. And I got that what's it called?
I don't
Ring Fit thing. Is it just called Ring Fit
Adventure?
Ring Fit Adventure. Yeah, which I've played like twice, but we'll play more in the future. And it's a more of a workout than you'd expect, kind of, I think.
That's for what
that
I've heard.
That silly little, like, because it's just like a plastic ring that you put the Joy-Con, you know, the nunchuck or whatever they call the Joy-Cons in. But what it asks you to, like, smoosh it together as fast as you can for like 2 minutes straight or whatever, it's like, oh man, my arms are,
hey,
like,
man, tension will do
it.
That.
But that thing's
some activity.
Right, yeah, some activity. And then, yeah, other than that, I set all that stuff up at the basement, and then I got a new monitor that we got the other day. Basically, I had been playing... usually when we play Destiny together, I play on a monitor, and Lorraine plays on the TV in the living room. So I took that monitor that I was using downstairs for that other workstation setup.
Yeah.
And then I got a new one on the internet that's
new,
like, like a super low latency, like... It is billed as a gaming, like, a monitor.
It runs on Mountain Dew.
Glow is like an Alienware PC,
so,
in the back, which I didn't
so
even know
ridiculous.
When I bought it.
It's nice. So silly.
It works as advertised, as far as I can tell, for the 2 days I've used it or whatever.
Very good.
But yeah, it's pretty neat. And it's got a bunch of settings I need to mess with, like I said to the other guys, when I was like looking at all the things, like, you can just change the refresh rate, like, down to like the 1 hertz, like, you can just set out like 96 hertz, that's what I brought the refresh rate on this monitor to be, and you can just set that in the settings. It's kind of wild.
It's obnoxious. It's really
very
obnoxious.
Specific setting.
It's right. A very obnoxious monitor.
97, just too much. 95, what are you
not enough. Yeah, that's insane.
Get your act together.
Really wanted 96 and a half, but that monitor,
you know, gotta compromise sometimes. Oh man. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I've been up to lately, is just like I said, I do feel better whenever I get to, like, just a leaving little chores and stuff done. Like, it feels nice to do the dishes and make a meal or whatever. Like, I cooked a couple of new things in the last couple of weeks, and that was fun. Lorraine really liked the potato tacos I made.
Yeah, the potatoes. We talked about
2 weeks
those
ago or something.
Oh, taco.
I ate, like, most of the leftovers, I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I had a couple of them, but you did put,
like,
those away.
All of them.
I'll make some more in the near future. I can buy more tortillas at Meijer next week or something. But
Most of my food lately has been tacos.
Tacos are great. Look at that. They can take any form. You can make them vegan if you want. I think those were technically vegan. Like, I don't, unless there was animal product in the tortillas themselves, like if they were
probably
cooked
not.
In, like, I don't know,
any cheese
lard
or
something.
No, we didn't have
any cheese. We added cheese on top of them, but the tacos themselves did not inherently have cheese.
Queso.
Yeah.
What?
It was just a bunch of spices. And
I still wish we had some more of
that. A potato and a
Qdoba
tortilla.
Queso would have been really good at those. Like, really good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that stuff's
delicious.
Like I said, those are the things that I, it's the little victories that, like, all right, I accomplished one little, tiny little thing today. I feel a little bit better. It's nice to do
that's
shit
I've been
like
trying
that.
To do.
Yeah.
One little thing.
Uh-huh. So speaking
like
of...
Eat healthy and get some walking done.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Successful day.
Mm-hmm. Is that a lot of your Like, are those mostly your things? Because I've been doing the same thing. I've been just trying to also
exercise more. Those are my bare minimums right now, because I need to do a lot of health work.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I also need to do some more programming and less gaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. Yeah, and I've definitely, like, I'm glad I got the room and stuff for the Wii, or the, not the Wii Fit, the Ring Fit thing, because, yeah, I'm totally there with you.
Bashing my Wii Fit.
I do miss being able to go to, especially over the summer, I miss being able to go to big open spaces with a shitload of air conditioning and just walk.
Yeah.
Like, it was nice to just go to the mall or go to the museum. And
Yeah, the museum specifically. We still could, but
yeah, but
the
I'm not going to. Especially, yeah, I'm not going to go, like, I don't want to be there near that many people anyway, but especially when the thing I want to do is, like,
walk,
get my heart rate up. Yeah, I don't want to do that with a mask on, like,
exercise.
In a building. That's not... Mm-hmm. I'm not about that.
No, it's not fun.
But yeah, I'm totally there with you. But that's good. You know, like I said, any little thing helps. Like, just, you got to start somewhere. If the if the thing you can say you did for yourself that day is, you know, you got a little exercise in, like, either more than you did, you know, the day or two help, before, yeah. Or, like, just as much. Like, that's a small victory.
Woo.
Pile those up.
That's right.
Stacks on stacks.
Is there anything in particular you've been playing game-wise since you mentioned Vigi games?
Way too much.
Well, offer up anything you choose. I'm just curious.
I've been really into, like these isometric D&D type games lately.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. So I think, I can't remember if it was May. I think it was in May. May or June, I started replaying through Pillars of Eternity.
Right. I remember you talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I played the second one and all of its DLC. And now I'm playing Pathfinder Kingmaker, which is very similar. It's just in the Pathfinder universe.
Okay, yep.
And the top three games on my wish list right now are all very similar. It's like, I don't know if you've heard of Divinity Original Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, I've been keeping my eye on that. I'm waiting for it to go on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And Baldur's Gate 3 is supposed to be coming out soon. And that one I'm pretty excited for.
Nice. Woo. That's pretty awesome.
I've liked that series since I was but a wee lad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those kind of games, I think, have had, like, a huge renaissance. Like, I think the nostalgia wheel has, like, spun around to just the right point where there's, like, a bunch of good ones of those coming out based on games like the original Baldur's Gate
games
and stuff
smaller,
like that.
Bigger and smaller, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you can find a bunch of different, like, developers of various sizes making games like that, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
That's real neat.
I think it's just, like, it's really easy to pause and save the game. Mm. Like, I don't have to shut the game down or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need to get up real quick or take a break or whatever, I just hit my space bar, pause it, be right back. I don't know. It's real nice, convenient. It's got a lot of story, so.
So Dustin's least favorite things involve a lot of reading.
Reading and storytelling.
Oh my god, I can't believe they're talking to me.
Lorraine,
why would they?
Don't start. Do a whole autopsy after.
You do not want to play one of these games.
I'm going to keep poking the bear, Dustin, because it's funny.
Again, I'd just be, like I said, I'd be way more into it in a game like that, because that's my expectation. It's like, oh yeah, this is a largely narrative thing. There's going to be a lot of narrative in it.
The things that break your expectations are bad.
Things that are different scare me, all right?
Gotta open your mind, man. Kind of touching on that, I recently learned that Hollow Knight was actually done in a visual scripting language. I don't remember which one.
I mean, you can build the whole games in Unity.
I wish I could remember which one it was, but I saw a tweet
recently
about it.
Using either, like, the in-engine tools that they have, or, you know, you can buy... There's There are multiple asset store products that basically are things people have written that turn, like, the entirety of the scripting into, like, the equivalent of a visual scripting language where you can just drag and drop stuff. Like,
it was done in Unity.
Yeah, it's probably just some plugin or something, like something that they got from the asset store, which is, like, I would say that that's pretty impressive, honestly. Like, I bet those tools are super robust. I haven't really used any of them in Unity specifically, but you know, it's just a different discipline. Like, it's just another thing you have to learn how to mess with. But like I said, that game feels really good. So to get the fine tune level of like movement and like momentum and stuff like that, if without any like custom coding, if they literally did manage to do that all with like whatever levers they could pull with an off the shelf like visual scripting product or whatever, like, more power to them. That rules. But yeah, I do like Hollow Knight. Like, I think we'll do like a deeper. I do plan to finish that game, and we'll talk about it a little more when I'm done with it. But for the little bit of belly aching I've done about it, I do enjoy it quite a bit. It's real good. Are you trying to look up? Still find like, the?
It says I can't find exactly what I was specifically looking for, but they had started using in building in Stencil, which is like a Flash type thing, and switched to Unity during Kickstarter or from certain goals or something.
Sure. Well, yeah, I bet they couldn't port to all the platforms they'd want to be on with. I've never even heard of Stencil, I don't think. So I'm sure it doesn't export to like the consoles natively.
The web's favorite online graphic design tool.
Apparently,
if you Google Stencil,
game on Newgrounds for a minute after a game jam, like the original.
So that thing even kind of got like a Meat Boy style start, where it was like a smaller, slightly different thing, and then they got kind of like turned it into a way bigger product. All right, that's neat. Good for them.
I was going to say, I think I recently read an article that said Flash was finally going away.
I mean, it's been slowly but surely dying for years and years at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Chrome hasn't natively supported it for multiple years.
Yeah, I know at least one point I had been had the option to just turn it off, and I did.
At some point they just yelled at you about it, like, you shouldn't use Flash. Yeah. Like, we're drawing a line in the sand, like, just don't.
Hey, boys, this thing's
coming. Became default off.
Yeah, I
just looked it up. It looks like December 31st, 2020.
There you go. It's
the official Adobe stop date.
All right, go to Newgrounds before then. You know.
Before it dies.
I bet people have saved to like
do after that.
Almost all that stuff. Like, for in terms of like just the animations and stuff, like, just people have uploaded it all to YouTube or something at this point.
Yeah, I know a lot of it had gotten moved over at some point.
Still, though, end of an era in the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Redeveloped with WebGL.
Woo!
Yeah, that's crazy. We did a in, I think, it might have been my game design one class. We built like a crappy little 2E project in a couple of weeks in Flash.
We didn't use Flash. We used Construct 2 for that project.
Yeah.
People might have been able to use Flash, but I think he was kind of more like, this is easier.
Sure.
Do this instead.
It almost certainly was easier. Because Flash was, from the little I experienced of it, it was fine, but, you know.
Didn't we also have to use it for menus in
UDK? Yeah, at that time, the Unreal Engine, the UDK, yeah, right, the Unreal Development Kit, the opened one, Unreal version of Unreal Engine was, had all of the UI stuff in engine, was like, yeah, like weird Flash extensions and stuff. It was crazy. I bet none of that shit's in there anymore. I haven't fucked with Unreal Engine 4, but I'm sure that they pulled the roots out on that real hard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was one of the few parts I didn't actually do in my game. It was bad because the guy who did it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those projects were fun to make. Unreal Engine was neat to mess with in those game design classes, because there was like a like, in addition to like the smattering of weird assets that were just in there because it was bundled with a bunch of the stuff that shipped with like Unreal Tournament 2004, I think, was the version that was out at that point. There might even have been the one that was just called Unreal Tournament. I don't remember which.
Who knows?
But, yeah. But not like the OG Unreal Tournament from the early 2000s, like the much later one, or like the 90s or whatever that game came out. But they also had all of the, like, you could look at the you could look at and manipulate all of the scripts for the in-game objects for Unreal Tournament. So, like, you could just take the script that drove the vehicles and, you know, attach it to a different thing and change it to your liking.
I know. That's what I did.
No, I know. I'm not. I'm speaking to the audience more generally than
Unreal
specifically.
Into, like, a third-person Star Fox shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I messed with all those vehicles, let me tell you.
The point being that the cool part to mess with that is it was, like...
the bones were there.
As much about as much like modding, like in the old school sense, as it was like working with an engine from scratch. Because Unity ships much more bare bones. Like there's
no
game that comes with Unity, but you can buy, you know, stuff on the assets or whatever that you know will give you a bunch of functionality out of the box.
UDK was interesting.
Building the lighting, not fun.
No. One of my friends in that class, his game was like a maze. And, like, they built this huge labyrinth thing. And he's like, yeah, the lighting build took, like, 4 hours. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I think it crashed at one point during it, too, and he had to start it over.
That's funny.
I have a feeling that UDK is part of the reason that my old laptop is kind of dead. I think that and, like, the student version of, like, 3DS Max I was using really pushed that thing a little too far than it should have been pushed. That poor baby. Its battery doesn't work anymore.
No.
Pour one out for OG laptop that I got in 2010. It can turn on if it's plugged into power, but can't hold a charge. Worth a butt.
I think mine is going to become that soon.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one also going to explode?
In years, and I just noticed the other day that it looks like the battery might be
bulge
a bit like my old one again.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's the same manufacturer.
Yeah, I remember you got
same format. So.
Uh-huh.
But I was looking at it the other day, and I was like, "Is it or isn't it?" It's kind of hard to tell.
Uh-huh.
Should start.
And I wasn't about to take out like 20 screws to find out.
Right.
Just get a ruler and measure it each day and see if it gets bigger.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. But
Captain's log.
I'm like, oh,
no change.
Yep.
Granted, it's been plugged in and barely moved in the last 3 years. So,
is it like Windows in that regard, where if you just leave like if the glass is too old, it just like all melts to the bottom? Is that what's happening? You got to get out and rotate your laptop.
Yep, it's all slowly oozing to the front of
Resettle
the laptop.
Resettle the silica to the front of the device. It's fine. Those microchips migrate. Got places to be.
I'm not ready for a new laptop. I like my laptop.
I mean, keep using it until it like really
explodes.
Craps out. But dude, you know, same advice before. Do tread lightly when it comes to the battery stuff, because that shit's good.
Oh yeah.
Boom.
But
definitely. Bang,
bang, bang. Or you know, poke it with a railroad spike. Let all the extra energy out. I'm sure that'll solve the problem.
Siphon out. Just all those ions. They gotta go somewhere.
It's like popping a zit.
You just basically a boil.
Just sad because I've as I look to moving, one thing I'm concerned about is like power outages.
Oh sure.
And because I've had a laptop for the last X year, you know, like 5-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about them as much. But in this case, now I'm just like, oh, if I gotta take the battery out of this thing. And there's a power outage, I could lose some work.
Right.
Maybe.
I've also looked
save
at like battery
more
backups, but
I lost in college specifically, I lost work due to weird issues like that enough times that I've gotten really in the habit of just closing everything that's like maybe not except for like web browser windows, like when I'm done doing stuff. I just try to do that religiously at this point because I got burned one too many times.
Remember when that laptop that I was just talking about, like I had a partition for like Windows 10 or 8 or whatever it was, like a developer build on it or something like that, like a preview, and the normal install of Windows just shat the bed, and we had to like go in through the partition and like install like Linux or something to siphon stuff off, and then just fully wipe the hard drive and reinstall everything. I don't think I lost anything in that process, but it was wild. The only thing that saved me was that developer build. Otherwise, the whole thing would have been bricked.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah, looking at hopefully working from home just makes me want a really robust setup for that. I want to be able to run like everything. Like an island for like a day.
Right, there you go.
Like, in case the power goes out, I want one of my employers to know it's not going to take me offline.
The backups and the backups, backups.
Get the modem up.
Backups.
Phone if I have to. My monitors, my keyboard, desk fan.
You'll be good to go.
Cool. Stay hydrated.
Just got to build, put a bunch of solar panels on the roof and put a big hamster wheel next to your desk. failing if it's midnight. Just get on and run a few laps.
I have looked into that. They have like these whole, it's kind of in place of like a whole home generator kind of thing. But it's like a big power wall that sits outside your house.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And it connects up solar panels.
Yeah, that stuff's great.
But also expensive.
Right. Yeah, 100%. I mean,
it can save your money.
Yeah,
but
eventually,
right, is a good way to describe it. It's still cool.
Yeah.
I want to be the only house on the block with lights.
Yeah.
Well, you should just reroute your neighbor's electrical lines.
Just snip everybody else's.
Yeah.
It's one way to do it.
Go out there with hedge clippers.
Take everybody else off the grid.
Yeah. Can't overtax the circuit board if you're the only one using it.
That's right.
Nobody else gets power but me. Nobody.
Ah. Got him.
How are you doing, Lorraine? Do you have anything in specific to report on the video game front?
I mean,
Picross.
Yeah, I've gotten real deep into their it's the Picross S series that Jupiter has made for the Switch. The fourth one came out earlier this year, I think, but I'm just finishing up the second one and have already bought the third. kind of like what you were saying with those isometric games, Brian. Like, it's such an easy pick up and play a puzzle or two and then put it down and maybe come back later or, like, it's so nice. It's such a nice, quick little thing. But I'm playing it, like, supplementive to, like, I'm one of the few people still deep in Animal Crossing. That's going great. We're still lost in Destiny, so you know there's that. But that's still even kind of over the quarantine. It's just more of a social thing, even more than just actually playing the game. Like, that's more secondary to us just hanging out and spending time in voice chat with people.
Yeah, I've got some other thoughts about that, but I'll get to them when you finish your can continue.
But yeah, it's mostly just been hella Picross and still just other artistic pursuits, as you will.
Endeavors.
Still, I haven't started reading Dune again.
You should read.
Sounds so exciting.
Such a good book.
You've heard some of my thoughts during the art stream, so I'm not going to repeat definitely. Them here. And I'm kind of like with Hollow Knight. I want to finish it before I say any grand sweeping statements aside from just...
How far into it are you?
I'm at the start of the third part.
Is so it like, actually say like part one, part two, part three?
Percentage-wise.
Like two-thirds of the way through. They're pretty... Okay. They're roughly about like... They seem to be close and the same size to each other. His mom just drank the poison or whatever, and did she like ascend it or something or other?
Spoilers for a book that's like, I don't know,
1,000 years old
or something, maybe more.
I think it came out in the '80s or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's '80s. It could be pushing 40 though.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm too lazy to look it up.
Yeah, do what you feel with that one. Like I said,
I'm gonna finish it. I told you, I'm not a quitter.
I've always
1965.
Fuck,
older than I thought.
No kidding.
Yuck.
I love the Lord of the Rings movies, and like I still love them. We watched them not that long ago.
I've been thinking about watching them again recently.
Like, they held up. They're good.
Mostly because I've actually watched a few like video essay type series on like the movies to books that like with the Lord of the Rings specifically, and that was extremely interesting.
I want to say that I've tried to read just Fellowship like three times, and I've never even come close to like halfway through it. I just can't.
I think my family has just Fellowship, and someone was trying to read it. Maybe it was like my dad, like reading it to us or something or whatever.
And I like,
but like,
you know, I'm sure
I knew I didn't want to read that book.
I'm sure it's part of the same part of me that it gets impatient when, like with the Hollow Knight dialogue or whatever you want to say it. But it's, but in there, there's something about, like, and it's like the
very descriptive.
It is right. Is it? It is an asset when like you use it as reference material to make an adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he's described down to, you know, the blade of grass, what Hobbiton looks like or whatever.
But that's also like that's just kind of how he is, because he took like Tolkien took walks and people didn't like going on walks with him because he described everything. So it's just him as a person. He's a monster.
But yeah, like I can't help, but every time I've tried to read that first Lord of the Rings book, like in the back of my own head, I hear myself being like,
dying.
Are we there yet? Mom!
You read The Hobbit?
No, with the Fellowship of the Ring.
Like, what, 20 pages?
Yeah, I've never actually read The Hobbit.
Neither have
like,
I.
I've never even attempted it. Maybe I
was
going
to say, that might be more worthwhile to try.
Like I said, it's like 20 pages. It's
right.
Done in an afternoon.
But yeah, I get a little past, like, I think twice I petered out around Tom Bombadil. And then one other time I might have gotten a little further than that. But it's just like, those books do not.
The things I'll
run
say
the clip.
About my experience with Dune thus far is I can appreciate how, like, descriptive and deep a lot of the stuff in this book is. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot to it, which is really cool. It's a really hard thing to do, to make, like, such a unique but still kind of vaguely familiar, like, fantasy or science fiction or whatever world. As someone who is allegedly a writer, I can tell you that it's very hard. But, my God, can you deliver it in any better way? It is terrible. I hate reading it. It's so dry. There's just, like, back and forth monologues for pages on end, or it's just like fucking Paul rattling off his feelings for the third time on the same topic that he's talked about over the past 20 pages. Shut up. I'm gonna push that boy into a worm. I'll never see him again. Show him how to use
I have
thumper.
A feeling the last third of the book may not necessarily change your opinion.
I doubt
it
will, because the second
don't
part didn't.
Know.
I'm not expecting it to. I'm really not, but I want to see it through because of A, already gotten this far, and B, I'm not a quitter.
I will say, like, the middle, like, probably that second third that you just finished was kind of the driest part of the book for me. And that is how I got stuck on a really long walk, because I think I told you about that walk.
It goes like on and on and on, like endlessly, in like maybe 20 different directions that don't get anywhere. It's just like, oh.
And that's the thing, like, they kind of switched scenes and I was expecting to come back to it, and the next scene was like 20 hours long.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, we're The Duke is dead or whatever. Like, that part was actually maybe kind of interesting because it was snappy. It was a little fast pace. And then it's like, oh, we now need to go out in the fucking Thopter and go to ride the storm to make them believe we're dead or whatever. Then it's just like this mother and son bickering in the desert for 20 minutes. And then it's like, oh, here's the fat whatever his name is again. I don't remember.
Conan.
Who cares? And then he's like somewhere else for some reason, and the fight's rigged, and then we're back in the desert with the bickering people, and then like it snaps away for a second to like the planetologist, and like I didn't realize it was a different scene at first because it was more fucking desert, and then he's just dead, and then we're back in the different part of the desert because like we needed to do this side story for like a second because we can't let him die off screen because he mattered, I guess, but he's gone now. And it's just all desert people. Let's talk about the fucking still suits for 30 more minutes. Ah! I don't care.
It's gonna be okay,
Lorraine. You gotta know how to wear it.
No!
It's gonna slip style.
It's gonna be okay, Lorraine. It's fine.
Oh, he just, he's the miracle child because he knows how to put it on by himself. Ugh. He named
there's
himself
more
after a
to
mouse.
It than that. The whole Kwisatz Haderach and
fucking Erder or whatever his name is. I don't even care. Ugh.
Ugh. It's gonna be all right.
Books.
have you been
this
up
is
to?
Why I like audiobooks.
Fucking 80-year-old books or however old it is.
I should listen to more audiobooks. I don't think I've ever listened to a whole audiobook, but I listen to podcasts all the time. And, you know.
We did that with a lot of the early Harry Potter books. Like, we would listen to them in the car on the way up north.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we would put a cassette fucking tape in, because that was still a thing when the first Harry Potter books were coming out. And just, like, play it on the, like, 4-hour drive, get through a good chunk of it, and, like, kind of have it on around the cottage over the weekend. The only thing is, though, like with podcasts, like, I was listening to them a little bit at work, but I just, like, didn't, like, splitting my attention so much because I'm not retaining anything. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for me to, like, actively do something and listen to someone speaking about something else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To it's retain.
Right, like, it depends, because, yeah, so that's what, like,
That's why,
like,
I
that's
walk.
Why you don't listen to me, because you're listening to podcasts half the time.
I was going to say, that's why, like, there are different, like, there are podcasts that are intended to, you know, like, they are more informational, mm-hmm. that you're trying to glean something from them, and sometimes when I'm listening to something like that, I'll end up listening to it two or three different times, mm-hmm. just to, like, for that reason, because, like, I'll do it while I'm doing something else, and then I'll drift in and out. But, like, that's what all the good, like, like, we do something closer to, like, a conversational, like, friends chilling, like, video game podcasts and stuff like that. Or
this is a video game podcast? I yelled about Dune.
Or, you
for, like,
know, just, like,
minutes.
Like, fan, I guess, like,
no, I know.
Entertainment.
Yeah,
idiots
entertainment,
with microphones.
Like, fandom. Yeah, people who are just, like, no particular thing that they're saying matters so much that you can't afford to drift out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's just nice to have human voices, you know, for, like, fake company while you're,
my background,
you know, trimming your lawn or whatever the fuck you're up to.
Trimming.
Yeah, that's why I love them for walking, because it's like,
yeah,
it has
I could
all
see doing
the
something
detail
like
of
that,
a movie in
like
audio
a
form.
Or like, mm-hmm. biking. Like, I would do that while doing something like that, because, like, I'm not so invested in the activity,
mm-hmm.
that I completely tune out what I'm listening to. Like, if I did more of that, mm-hmm. I would probably
you need to tune out the thing you're doing and tune in.
Drive into traffic. Let's go. No,
I
don't
recommend
do that. Don't
that.
Do that. Don't listen to me. I'm an idiot.
Do something safe and slow.
Walking through a desert in uneven footsteps, so the worms don't catch you.
I mean,
they describe that for like three pages, and I'm like, I really don't care.
I move like the Mwah Deep.
Show you how to move like the Mwah Deep.
Anyway. Lorraine, can I save you from yourself? From
maybe.
Your space madness?
By no, it's more desert madness.
Taking you to a different part of space. Okay, here's a question about Dune, because, like I said, I don't actually know anything about the specific details of Dune.
Do I?
Is
don't
Dune
know.
Set in, like, any part of the universe as we know it, or is it like Star Wars?
So.
Like a
really.
Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It's just somewhere
just,
else
like,
in some place that
a
exists.
Bunch of planet names.
With
there's like an empire. Maybe.
It's not like Destiny.
No.
It's like, oh, that's Uranus out there somewhere.
Oh, bitch, you know it is.
In fact, okay. I think it's kind of the opposite. It's like far into the future where there's space travel and
yeah,
things
like
that.
Space humanity travel ain't no thing.
Gone from.
But there's still poor planets.
Sure.
Of course there are.
But, like, it's possible an Earth might not have even existed in the Dune universe.
Who knows?
It's just,
it doesn't matter.
In some ways, I kind of think of it like it can make me think of Firefly a little bit.
Okay.
Because they have some of that where it's like,
no,
there's clearly lots of space travel.
But there's also,
there's
like
a Wild West planet.
But mm-hmm. there's also just, like, straight up a Bible. Like, they have like a super
right, like,
old
yeah, like
Bible.
Firefly does explicitly have like
no in Dune. Like
okay. Well, then
he's fucking quoting scripture half the time because he's fucking Jesus incarnate or whatever. And I wish I could remember like what the stupid because they call it like the something. There's like an acronym like Bible or something like that. And I wish I could remember what it was because it was stupid. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
But yeah, there's maybe like hints of.
They suggest that it is
maybe
potentially the future of like the world as we know it.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like curious. The Orange Catholic Church.
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was orange. That was the word.
Gotcha.
Humanism.
It's like the OC Bible or something like that.
Yep.
No, that's what they call it. The OC. The
Padishah Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you remember that?
I actually had to look that one up.
Okay. I was going to say nerd, but...
I'm remembering a lot of stuff, so...
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to forget.
But anyway,
I'm drinking to forget, dude.
The only thing I was gonna add to like the video games or activities people have been pursuing is, like you said, we've been playing. I've really only been playing a tiny bit of what's it called? And Ring Fit. Doing like menial stuff around the house and then playing Destiny.
Bang bang.
Which is fun. Like you said, we in a large part, we've been doing it just to hang out with people.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, and here's my second declaration. And the first one I'm going to try to stick to much more stringently than the second one, so we'll see how this goes.
Yikes.
Because I do want to just jump back on the Hollow Knight train, so I'm hoping we'll play that game this coming Thursday again after a couple weeks of hiatus. But I might try to stream a little Destiny 2 on the side at some point. And I have a specific intent to doing that. So here's a thing that I've, like, while introspecting other parts about myself, here's a thing that I've introspected about myself relating to that game, and I'm pretty sure at least partially the pandemic specifically. Like you said, on the one hand...
You're going to contract SIVA.
That's right.
Great. Become a machine god.
On the one hand, it is nice to get on there and hang out with, like, you know, Brian Lepper and the McGraths and just kind of kick it and chill on
PSN.
Those
good old so-and-sos.
Whoever else might be online. But on the other hand, it is, like, within itself, like, within the ecosystem of a game in general, I feel like I do get the same, like, minor dopamine hit that I'm craving any sort of little achievement, like as the world continues to spin violently out of control. So like when we play Crucible or whatever, it's like doing well in PvP games gives me positive feedback, and doing poorly, I think, has started to give me more negative feedback than I'd like from a video game.
You don't say, Dustin.
Because I didn't get frustrated in the way that I've gotten frustrated recently with like elements of PvP like a year ago or
more.
You
want to know what wasn't there a year ago?
What?
Trials.
Well, there's that. I still think Trials is bad.
Like, I know your feelings on it.
Anyway, we
talked about this while playing our card last night.
I want to be able to recognize that it's bad without like involuntarily saying like fuck cock tits like as it is actively being bad. So like that would be my goal for if we sprinkle in some Destiny streaming on the side. I'm just gonna try to like play some Crucible and train myself to like a Buddhist monk. Just like
trial by fire,
right? All things shall pass. Like I'm losing at this video microphone. Game and it's fine, there's nothing wrong with that.
See, you gotta get to my mindset where you know you're not the greatest at it. I've definitely improved by playing more.
Trust me, I know I'm not the greatest.
But you also just gotta not care. Like, I'm kind of there. Like, I'll get frustrated, like, if fucking Fellwinters hits me again from, like, across the map, just getting blasted in one shot with a shotgun is shitty. That gun is dumb. But, like... You just gotta, like, just let it go, man. Mm-hmm.
But that, like I said, that's what I want to. I want to.
That's why I play more Gambit alone, because nobody, like, everybody else gets are so, like, quick to turn on that trigger and just be, like, really mad and upset. But it's like, yeah, people are stupid. Like, I was yelling at those people in that nightmare hunt because they were dumb and bad, but I didn't let it affect me.
Yeah.
I powered through it. You just gotta. You gotta internalize it more and realize that it doesn't matter.
Right, but that's, like I said, that's what I want to do, because I want to work myself to a place where...
So you're saying I need to be your Zen coach for Destiny.
Something like that.
Should I just get, like, a spray bottle or hit you on the head with, like, a pool noodle or something?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like that particular action will not necessarily make me more Zen, but I guess we can try it.
If you're not going to beat yourself up internally, someone needs to do it from the outside.
But yeah, in a world where...
external beating.
Yeah.
You know, where we're all looking for outlets, and where I want
that's
less...
That's the Catholic way, Brian.
Where I want less frustration in my life, I want to transform Destiny 2 PvP from an activity that heightens my emotional state completely to one that just allows me to have victories and not be burdened in small fits by my failures.
Does that mean more or less Crucible?
It means more Crucible, and I just want to train myself to react better when it's going poorly.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the gist of it. Is just like I don't like reacting like just cursing involuntarily when shit goes sideways, even though I've started to get into the habit of doing it. Like, here's the other thing, Lorraine. I have a surprise for you.
Uh oh.
That surprise is I finished Luna's Howl.
Monster.
You've got it now. But
yay.
I needed to get that out of my system first, because that is an inherently frustrating quest
yes.
that involves getting kills in stupid, arbitrary ways in PvP.
So now really that and sweatier PvP.
Yeah, and like the try-hard PvP. So now that I've done that, I can truly begin my journey of enlightenment and healing.
Now that you've cleansed the toxins from your system, it's time to rebuild yourself.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So yeah, that's...
Use slower loadouts. Use bows with me.
All right. Yeah, I might do some of that, too. I'll just let you, like... pick some guns and I'll just go in there and fuck around. But
air assault, let's go.
Yeah, like that part of like I do
let's
really
you
like
a temper dynamo.
Like I said, like having small victories in like on a match by match basis is kind of nice, and then the still like the fact that within that game itself, and kind of with any game, but within Destiny, I feel like it's more so just because it has 18 billion guns, is that like there are hundreds of little treadmills of like mm-hmm. if you want to go play that game for hours and hours on end, you can go from being really bad with a gun to really good with a gun after you put 20 hours on it or whatever.
Yeah,
it's just inherently fun to me. Like that part is like
learning
I said,
things.
That part is a positive to me for like my mental
let's
state
get you good with
and
something
relaxing.
Stupid.
And
let's get like something really dumb. I don't know what it is. Let's get you the stupidest loadout we can think of.
But yeah, I just gotta tuck myself off of the ledge of like.
No, that's what he does normally.
Gotta become as distant from a as distant from an angry like 15-year-old playing Call of Duty as possible. Yeah.
Didn't want to say anything, but it had been getting worse recently. I have noticed that.
Like I said, I noticed it too, and I don't want to. I want to make it less. I want to get it out of my system. I want to be done with it. I don't want to react to video games that way. It's not healthy.
Yeah, that was one of my PvP turnoffs.
Dustin getting mad.
Everybody getting mad.
Mm-hmm.
You just I mostly just filter it out. Like, it has definitely like just due to environmental.
Like I said, that, and I can definitely
pandemic,
tell.
Like,
but it's just the fact that I'm a little, like I said,
that
I'm a little
you,
more.
Though. Like everyone,
yeah.
Like everyone seems to be a little more like teetering on the
about
edge.
About everything, and
like
I said,
oh, yeah,
to some extent,
things.
Like you know, 90% of people being fuckheads in public about masks is because they're pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that other 10% is just because everybody's tensions are running a little
yeah.
high, and just like everything sucks, and you know.
But then, like, I mean, I could say the same about people just, like, auto-bagging and fucking Crucible, and then the camaraderie that turns on, and we're like, okay, we need to get this guy, and then we do, and then we just emote on him, which is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
You gotta find those little victories, Dustin. You gotta just be like, okay, I went positive this round. Great. That's all I need.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's where I wanna divorce myself from, like, I wanna accept personal failure and, delight in personal success, even if it is at the expense of like
that's
why
we
lost by like a billion, who cares.
That's why I go out of my way to tell people when they like got really high captures
uh-huh.
or like
yeah
just
so,
picking out little things from that results screen and being like oh mm-hmm. sweet
yeah.
I try to stay positive to help other people positive because
yep.
I know that I'm bad. I'm normally the bottom of the board, but I do what I can.
So yeah, Lorraine, you'll have to join me on my healing journey.
Support.
Be less of a piece of shit.
Woo!
Play support.
You know, I try to do that in life anyway, but this, like I said, specifically, I had been thinking about
I'm very
that.
Much
like,
a Destiny support
I don't like
player, Brian.
Just cursing to the heavens when some dude kills me in a way that's unexpected because it's stupid, because it's just a fucking video game.
Bang, bang.
So yeah, I want to be done with that.
Woo!
And other than that, I think that's about it. Like I said, that's all we've been up to recently. That's what I kind of want to do in the future and do more game stuff. I'm really looking forward to messing with more music stuff. I know it's going to be kind of a ramp to get anything done. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to take a second, but...
You just got to get your legs back.
Mm-hmm. Try to put a few hours into that.
I'm looking forward to it. I like the stuff you've made.
Every day or so. And
podcast Intro and Exit is a song that Dustin made many, many moons ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was in...
2014, 2015.
In the Windows Store Space Quail game that I made, I'm pretty sure, is what that was originally for, and it's in Cucumber to some extent.
Yeah.
And maybe even Down the Drain?
I don't remember.
Meh.
Yeah, keep trucking, keep on keeping on, trying to keep our sanity. But yeah, like,
who does that?
That's my order of operations, is do some game stuff when I can find the gumption. try to do this more often, because just also just talking.
Yeah.
Both to myself and to other people, it was just, I find it beneficial. So
I mean, that's one of the reasons I stream every week. Like sometimes, like what Wade said, like 90% of streaming is just yelling into the void.
Right.
Like sometimes you just need a release.
And then third tier priority would be doing more streaming. And I'm gonna try to do better with
art stream.
Bang bang bang.
With reacting to Destiny when I'm not actively streaming it on the internet, but I do want to make like. That'll be my personal goal if we get on there and play Destiny on the internet. It'll just be to find my zen.
How Dustin got his groove back.
Something like that. And unless either of you guys have anything else you want to throw out, I think we might call it a slightly shorter show than usual and just kind of go chill for the rest of this fine Saturday that probably won't be a Saturday when you're listening to this, although it might. I don't know. I'm not the master of time.
Putting this up today.
There's a 1 in 7 chance that whenever anyone were to listen to this in the future, it'll be a Saturday.
God, this reminds me of a conversation
I had with my mom. It's always Saturday somewhere.
Like, this was months ago at this point, we were talking about the chances of, like, the leap day falling on Saturday and parsing the numbers from that. It was just... That was from the before times. I think we were at the grocery store and we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in the grocery store since like the first week of March.
That's right. I venture out into the wastes to gather provisions.
Just imagine you in like the power armor from Fallout. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
That is.
Mm-hmm. I might buy another one of those.
Power armors?
Yes. No, one of those other masks that I got from Meyer. It just fits really well.
If hadn't gotten lost at the post office, maybe we'd have more.
Here's the other thing I was going to tell you.
So mad. They've been there for like, it's a month today that they've been like, at the Dearborn post office.
I guess this is a tip to everyone else out there. It hadn't either occurred to them on their own or if they hadn't read it on the internet. But I read the other day that
I read nothing. I've never read before in my life.
That they recommend that you,
what's the English language?
You don't put the masks in the dryer.
I don't,
the cloth ones, because they'll last longer. Yeah, they'll be more effective for longer for the reusable ones.
The ones that we had were handmade.
Uh-huh.
And normally I don't machine dry handmade things just because they're delicater.
My two hot tips for masks that I read on the internet, which made sense to me.
Eat them,
so,
wear them, wash them.
Wash them. You know, wash them. Wash the cloth ones after use, obviously. Don't dry them because it wears them out more quickly. And
dry them specifically.
Yeah, air dry them, right. Don't machine dry them is what I meant, I guess. And then if you want to see if they're still relatively effective, light a match and then blow on it with the mask on. And if the match doesn't go out, then it's working well enough. Like, it's working as well as you're going to expect it to work.
I was trying to, like, before you finish it, I'm like, where does the match fit into this? I was on the edge of my seat.
If the match gets too close to your mask.
Don't hold it up to your cotton covered, like, don't touch your cotton covered face with fire.
It's like, I was blowing as hard as I could.
I just did my best. Maybe if I really get in there, I can. Oh God!
Smother it.
Anyway, so with that public service announcement, I think we'll call it a show.
Bang bang!
Thank you, Lorraine, for hanging out.
I'm here,
chatting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian, for getting online and talking to us. Nice to hear from you again. Mm-hmm. It's always nice to check in.
It's always the art stream.
Yeah. I will try to get in there more often. I'll put it up on my phone or whatever and just chill out. And yeah, thank you.
It's on Twitch now, so it's more stable. I'm so glad I switched from Picarto. Like, mm-hmm. That site was a little more directed, which I thought was cool, but...
It doesn't work as good.
It was really shoddy. Especially near, like, the end. The reason I switched over was because, like, it was just, like... I don't know what was wrong with, like... 1 week, it was just like, crap, here's garbage now. There was so much delay. There was so much... So many drop frames.
It was buffering a lot, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On my end, too, like, I was dropping stuff, like, left and right. It was a disaster. And I just switched to Twitch. No problems at all.
Have you done your art stuff on... Is it Lori Chu? Just
yes,
like your...
Yes, twitch.tv/LORICHU.
That's where Lorraine does art.
Yeah.
twitch.tv/CubeCornGames. That's where we play video games sometimes.
I have a link to that on my Twitch.
And we'll do some more of all that in the future. So thank you for hanging out. Thank you for listening. And until next time, we'll see you later, Internet.
Bye.
Bye.